Hey, welcome to Know Yourself. This is Dan Udell, and I'm here to talk about, I think this is episode 86 or 85. I can't remember. I always do this. I start recording and I absolutely forget which episode I'm on. But I think it's 85 or 86. And if this is your first time listening, because I've got quite a few new listeners, welcome. And I hope you enjoy the podcast. This is about mental health and personal development and just life stuff, really. Stuff that I've learnt along the way, journey of sort of like figuring out who I am and what I'm about, and yeah, here to share some useful nuggets. So I'm actually here today to talk about the 5-minute journal. That's what this episode's about. And it's actually really good timing, because it's not that I'm having a bad day. I've got a lot on my mind today. And days like today, when the pressure's on, you know, it could be with work, it could be with home, it could be family life, your relationship, whatever. When the pressure's on, sometimes we need to release that valve. And there's certain ways that that can be done. Now, some people lash out at people. Some people will be passive aggressive. Some people kind of will bottle it up even more on the inside, and they might internalize it. And when you internalize your feelings about something, you know, whether it's anger, being sad or upset, when you internalize it, that emotion's still got to come out some way. It's not held there forever. It'll either be repressed or it's got to come out in some way. And arguably, repressing something is still allowing it to come out, because a lot of psychologists say, and I think there's a real famous quote by like Carl Jung or Freud, where it's something like, when you repress something, it allows that emotion, it allows that emotion to come out in a more extreme form later on in your life. So it's really interesting. So we either repress things or we let them out slowly over time. And that can come out by like procrastination. It can come out by like boredom. They're all low level sort of forms of releasing these emotions. So it's really interesting. There's also other ways, you know, you can go to therapy. I go every week. So you can go to therapy. You can even go out for a coffee or a cup of tea with your friend. I really like doing that. Like, you know, you got that person in your life you're really close with, you know, that person that you can tell everything, and you know, that person that you really have a laugh with as well. And you know, you might have an old friend that you have that with and you've been out of touch. Like, now's the time to get in touch. You know, they'll have stuff to share with you too. It can be like mutually beneficial. You know, those conversations can like save lives sometimes, you know, really like chopping it up and getting down to brass tacks and like talking about stuff that's really affecting us emotionally, you know, good or bad. I think it's really important. Another way is journaling. Now, I really like journaling because you don't need to fork out for a therapist. You know, they can be quite expensive. I mean, the therapist that I see, it's £40 a week, well, or a session. So if I went like twice in a week, that's like £80 a week. I mean, I go once a week because you need time to like process and figure out stuff from the last session. So I go once a week. So what's that, £160 a month? You know, that's it's, you know, it's a significant dent in someone's wallet, I think. Other therapists charge more. You know, they can go sort of £50-60. You know, especially when you're seeing like psychologists and stuff like that, I think, you know, the prices can go up quite a bit. So I really, really like journaling. And, up until recently, I would journal kind of once a month, and I kind of fell in love with journaling when, I started my training to be a therapist. And, we were told, you know, first day, first lesson, it's literally like an introduction into counselling. And the you know, the teacher was like, look, throughout this process of these two courses that you're going to be on, which was like 32 weeks, I think, in total, it was like every week you're going to write a journal and you're going to hand it over to me. And your journal is to keep track of how you're feeling throughout this process, because you kind of bring up a lot of things up to the surface. Because when you start your training to be a therapist, a lot of it's about you first, you know, instead of about the people you'll be helping. Because if you're not in like a right place in your own head, you're not going to be able to help other people. So a lot of it's about your own sort of personal development and mental health, which is really interesting. And I loved, I really, you know, really quite enjoyed it. But she said, you know, you're going to have to keep a journal to keep track of how you're feeling throughout this, you know. And the idea is you're as honest as possible in the journal with yourself. And I found myself, I actually really hated journaling when I started it. I really, and still sometimes I, you know, I get like sort of angsty about doing it, or I get like, it sort of gets my back up. And it's because when I write that journal, there's no escaping from my feelings in a way. I'm a typical, like, classic avoider. I like to avoid things. I bury my head in the sand, you know. I hide away from problems sometimes. And the journal is great because it's literally me writing down on, like, in a diary or on a notepad. It's literally me writing down, you know, this happened in, like, in class today, and this is how I felt about it, and this is what I found out, and it's really interesting because of this. And it brings stuff up to the surface, which then is in the forefront of your mind. And if you've ever had anything in the front of your mind, like a goal or something you want to improve on, you naturally kind of lean towards that thing, and you're like, wow, I should really get that thing done. But when it's something that you're afraid of or an insecurity, it forces us to address that, and it can be uncomfortable. So I think that's why I didn't really like journaling when I first started it. And like I say, to some degree, I still kind of don't in a way. But here's the funny thing. The benefit that I got from doing it, the sort of self-awareness and the feeling I got, like I immediately feel relieved after I've written a journal. It's like a weight off my shoulders. I've had a little think about what's gone on in the day. It's not gone unnoticed and unchecked. So what I found is that after I'd finished doing my course, I was still journaling. And I was kind of writing these like really long journals, because like I'm quite a deep and sort of like thoughtful guy. I think things through quite a lot. And I'd write like 5, 6, you know, 8 pages of like a journal about how I'm feeling. And I started doing it once a month because it was really sort of like, it was starting to become quite tiresome, and you know, it takes a long time to drag out all that stuff from in your head and, you know, out of your heart, like onto paper and write it all out. And it's quite like emotionally tiring and fulfilling at the same time. It's quite a weird process. So I was speaking to, this is going to be really meta actually, because I appeared on Sarah Rees's podcast recently, and the episode will actually be on my podcast in the next couple of weeks at the start of April. So if you're listening to this in April, it might actually already be on the podcast, so try and check that out if you can, because Sarah did a really great job of interviewing me. And yeah, Sarah, she actually journals the complete opposite to me. She journals every day. And I was like, how the hell do you do that? Like, how do you journal every day? And she was like, well, I just do a mini one. Like, I do a really small one where it's like covering off the basics. I like check in with myself and then that's it. And she was like, ironically, I actually need to start journaling like you, like doing these really long sort of War and Peace journals where I get stuff out in the open and talk about, you know, quite deep stuff. So we kind of learnt from each other in that way. So it's, you know, really interesting. So this is the part where I start talking about the 5-minute journal. And I'm really passionate about this because I've been doing it every day now for a couple of weeks, and I really want to pass it on to you guys, you know, to... It's like an introduction into journaling. You know, you don't have to worry about writing the sort of War and Peace stuff like I was worried about. You can, you know, you can start off light, and I'm going to teach you how. You know, real simple. Literally, like, you know, grab yourself like an A4 piece of paper right now if you want to. I'll wait a couple of seconds for you to grab that. I'll waffle on a little bit so you've got time to grab a piece of paper if you want to, or just rewind this and pause, whatever. And yeah, grab yourself an A4 piece of paper and a pen or pencil, whatever you want. And you literally want to write at the top 5-minute journal and today's date. So you got your 5-minute journal and today's date. And what I want you to draw, a little bit like in your phone, I want you to draw at the top left-hand corner the symbol of a battery. Only small, you know, doesn't have to be like artistic or anything. Just draw a picture of a battery. And what I want you to do is sort of look inside yourself and think about how your day's gone and how you feel, and like energy-wise as well. Try and list out, sorry, not list out, try and draw a, like almost like a meter, like if you're 80%, like fill in the battery 80%, like colour it in or draw lines, whatever you want. If you're 50%, only do half. I want you to like start thinking about your mental health and start thinking about your like self-care, you know, almost like charging your phone every night. And I want you to be really aware of sort of how you're feeling in general. And I felt that putting in like a little symbol of a battery was really telling. And especially now that I've been doing it for a couple of weeks, I can see how the energy is like fluctuated and gone up and down. So that's the first thing, because I think it's really useful. Then I literally want you to write in the middle of the page, you know, just like a little heading towards top, how I'm feeling today. And in that bit, I literally just write a couple of sentences about my general mood, like a couple of words. So it could be melancholy. It could be, I feel a little bit sad today. But I also feel good because I was productive at work. You know, a couple of sentences, just not going into too much detail, but just like explaining in, you know, a couple of sentences how you're feeling and matching that up with certain emotions. You know, it's okay to feel a mixture of things. Like, I feel a mixture of things now. Like, I feel under pressure, but I also feel happy in general. But I also feel a little bit stressed. So just try and capture as many things as you can, but like keep it to a couple of sentences. And that's like, that's you beginning to develop that sort of self-awareness then of how you're feeling each day. So that's why that bit's important. Now the next bit, and sorry I keep coughing, I've got a little bit of a dry throat. This is like the wrong time to do a podcast, but hey, we're here now and I'm 30 minutes deep, so I can't stop. So next, I want you to write improvement points. And the whole idea of this... Sorry, not improvement points. That's the next bit. Spoiler. I want you to write... what is it? Oh, God. I've forgotten. What is it? It's like good things that happened today. Ah. Oh, no. It's called... Sorry. Okay, I've remembered now. I don't actually have my journal in front of me, so I'm literally doing this on the fly. Yeah. Today's achievements. And I literally want you to write 3 bullet points here. So like for me, I think I wrote on my journal yesterday, my achievements were I had fasted, because I'm doing intermittent fasting at the moment and I'm trying to lose weight. So I had fasted. I had a bullet point that so another achievement was that I made a lady smile at M&S garage, because that really made me smile. She looked like she wasn't really having a good day, and I smiled at her and told her to have a nice day, and she smiled back at me. So that was an achievement for me, like it made me feel good. And another achievement was I think I'd had a really productive day at work. So it can be anything. I just really want you to think about what's been good about your day and write it down. You know, it doesn't have to be three bullet points. Like, heck, if you've had a really good day, like it's gone amazing, I want you to write like 10 things down. That's amazing. But, you know, don't put too much pressure on yourself. Keep it to three, you know, three bullet points. Nice and easy. Everyone can think of three good things that's happened in a day. Even if it was just waking up and dragging your ass to work. That's an achievement some days. You know, we all know that. It's an achievement some days when you've had like the worst mental health day in the world. So, you know, don't be too hard on yourself and don't overthink it either. Just three good things that happened today. You know, three achievements. Right, next. I've already done a little bit of a spoiler for this, but I'm going to go over it anyway. Improvement points. I want you to write three bullet points here. And you'll notice how I've not made it negative. I've not said bad things that's happened today or negative things. You know, improvement points. You're accepting here that stuff's gone down, like shit's happened, or it's something's not gone as well as you hoped. But that's okay. You know, you're not focusing on that bit. You're focusing on how it could be better. So, like, my improvement points were, this is ironic, not being too hard on myself. You know, another improvement point of mine was, you know, staying focused, like keeping the focus. I've been doing really well recently and I've been on top of my self-care and looking after myself, like journaling. I've been eating the right sort of foods. You know, I've been drinking a couple of litres of water a day. That's really important to me at the moment because my health and fitness is, you know, really important to me. It's like one of my goals for this year. So, you know, keeping that focus, that's another improvement point because I could feel myself slipping. So I'm accepting that I've slipped a little bit, but I know how to get it back on track just by focusing a little bit on it again. You know, I'm putting a positive spin on what's happened and not letting it get the best of me. That's why this is an improvement point here. So you write out three of those. Again, you know, we have those days where stuff is just shit. You know, stuff goes wrong. So you might actually have more than three, and that is absolutely fine as well. And the great thing about this 5-minute journal is I want you to doodle on it as well. You know, like if you're writing down towards the top how you're feeling today, you know, those couple of sentences that I mentioned, I want you to draw like a smiley face, or like I drew on one of mine the other day. I think I wrote the emotion I was feeling that was like thoughtful, you know, like I was reflective. So I literally drew a little picture of a man like thinking, you know, just to make it a little bit fun for myself. It's not for anyone else. This journal's for me, you know. It's just to satisfy myself. Like sometimes looking at like paper with writing on it isn't always interesting. So, you know, spice it up for yourself if you want. There's a woman actually I follow on Instagram. I think her Instagram is at It's Just Mary, and she writes journals and she like illustrates like incredibly in hers. You know, for her, like adding color, and she adds photos to hers, like she adds cinema tickets and stuff like that. Hers is like a real sort of like life journal. So like you can even go to that extreme if you're like a real creative person. You know, you don't have to follow my model. I mean, mine's like real basic. But this is just to get you started with journaling. You know, you can then start to write sort of more like a diary if you want. You know, that's the kind of long sort of, when I've talked about writing sort of 6, 8, 10 pages earlier, those are kind of like my, I like to think of them as my long form journals now, where like I literally go into Paper Chase or like, you know, stationery shop, and I buy like a little A5 pad, and I try and like buy an A5 pad that like looks cool, like, or I'm interested in. You know, I don't just want like something basic. Like, this is my journal. Like, this is like where I'm going to be keeping like intimate details about my life and, you know, stuff that means a lot to me. So I want my journal to mean a lot to me. So I'd like, you know, go on Amazon, have a look at journals there, you know, and I would buy yourself something that really sort of suits you. You know, you've got sort of like a pull to it. Mine's like a weird, like white and silver, almost glittery one. And like, at first I was like, oh, I can't get this. It looks a little bit girly. But like, I just really like the design on it. It looks really cool. So I just bought it. And I was like, who fucking cares? Like, it's my journal. Yeah, it's not like I'm going to be whipping it out for, like, people to read, you know. And who actually cares what anyone else thinks anyway? It's a journal. Like, screw you guys. So, you know, that's another little bit of advice for you. You know, if you do start to decide to do these long sort of form journals, like, really invest in it. Like, you know, take some pride in it and, yeah, just make it mean something to you. But the 5-minute journal, I'm really passionate about it. Really, really passionate because, you know, this could be the start of something really great for you. I've noticed a lot of things since I started doing it about myself, like trends and things to work on, and also celebrating the good, you know. That's why that section is there about the achievements today. You know, celebrate the stuff in the day that happens that good. Sorry, that is good. I mean, heck, like, when life throws you a bone, you take it, right? So, like, write it down and, you know, celebrate these achievements, and, you know, and then reflect on the stuff that's not gone well as well. Because then you're staying sharp, you're staying on top of your game, you know. You're in control of life, not it being in control of you. So that's why I'm really passionate about this. And that's the 5-minute journal, you know. That's literally it. And that's kind of the model I'm following at the moment. some people have recommended to me on Amazon, there's something called the bullet journal. Some people have found solace using that, found that really good. So I'd recommend looking that up as well. But there's some, honestly, there's some people online that really write incredible journals. So if you're quite a creative person, you know, you might not just want to follow my method. I would encourage you to go on Instagram and literally search the hashtag, like, journal or journaling, and see how other people do it. And, you know, you might find something even better, which is, you know, it's fantastic. Mine is just like a basic model to get you started and, you know, get you thinking about this process. You know, self-awareness is the key, you know, understanding, like, what's going on with you and what makes you tick. You know, don't be like how I used to be, which is where I used to bury my head in the sand. You know, knowledge is power, and knowing what's going on with you and your emotions and the environment in your head is really, really key. So, you know, I hope that if you're in a place where you want to start doing stuff about that, you know, you listen to this and, you know, I really hope it's brought you value and you're able to go away and start doing this. And, you know, if you're on Instagram or Twitter, you know, hit me up. On Twitter, it's Know Yourself Pod. So Know Yourself POD on Twitter. Send me a message if you've listened to this episode and you started journaling. I'd love to talk to you and, you know, share any advice that I can give or just hear your experience. Or you can find me on Instagram at dudale92. That's dudale 92. So at dudale92. And that's on Instagram. So yeah, if you're on Instagram, just drop me a DM. I mean, I talk to people all the time who ask me advice and stuff like that. I'm always happy to help. Sometimes I can't message if I'm like at work and stuff like that. So if I can't always get back to you right away, then it will happen, you know, if it's not just in the space of hours. So yeah, like, hit me up and tell you what your experience has been like with journaling, if you've started it, or, you know, or if you're, maybe you've already done journaling before, or maybe you're not interested in doing sort of one every night, you want to do a longer one, you know, hit me up about that as well. Always happy to help. So yeah, that's kind of the podcast for today. I just want to say as well, you know, if you've got value out of this episode or any of the other content that I've done, you know, I don't charge for this. I don't ask for a penny. You know, that's not what this is about. It's like sharing information and experience, and, you know, I really want to just help other people. So it'd really mean the world to me if you could share this with just one person. You know, drop someone a message who you think might need to listen to some of this stuff or might enjoy it, or, you know, share it on Instagram or retweet on Twitter. You know, all of that stuff just goes, like, really far to, like, helping the podcast, you know, get more listeners and, you know, help other people as well, because that's what this is about, really. You know, I don't want people to end up in the situations that I've ended up in, and just want to help. So, yeah, I just want to say as well, a really big thank you for listening. It means the world to me. You know, I'm just blown away that I get to do this every day, and it just means the world to me that I've even got one listener, you know, let alone like, you know, the sort of like 40 or 50 of you that listen like regularly. So it really, you know, really, really means a lot. Thank you. And I just, yeah, hope you enjoy the content. So that's the episode for today. Take care and look after yourselves. Remember self-care. And yeah, peace out. Till next time, it's been Dan Udell.